Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on July 31 regarding William Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y. As you know, I have evaluated Mr. Godfrey on the, as described in the reports listed above. Apparently he was accompanied to the evaluation by a woman named Peggy to help him complete his intake questionnaire. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion. He is now a 65-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 9/18/20. Appeared he fell and landed on his hands, injuring his right shoulder. Appeared he eventually underwent right shoulder replacement surgery. Appeared he now is under care in terms of pain medicine. Appeared he also asserts that he injured his left shoulder in 2002, but the doctor never wrote this down. Appeared he did accept an injection to the shoulder. Appeared the paragraph, as per the record supplied, an order approving settlement was entered on 10/7/20 to be inserted here. Appeared he then applied for modification of that award on 10/8/21. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser on 1/3/19. Period. He noted the work injury of 9/18/02, for which treatment included physical therapy. Period for right shoulder pain. Dr. Pulser began him on medication, period. On 4/11/22, he returned to Dr. Pulser, stating he had seen a new surgeon for a second opinion, period. His current medication regimen continues to somewhat effectively manage his pain. Dr. Pulser observed he continued to have significant pain. Appeared another opinion from an orthopedist is pending. Appeared in the meantime he is struggling. Appeared Dr. Pulser reluctantly agreed to increase his medication to help improve his function. Appeared he knows, however, that he would not continue to raise his medication. Period. New paragraph. I may have already been in receipt of some of the following notes. Scratch that. I may have already been in receipt of progress notes from Dr. Austin. Period. I have now been provided with a follow-up progress note from Dr. Austin dated 1/14/19. Period. It was 4 months status post right reverse shoulder arthroplasty and was getting slow progression. Period. He had 13 sessions of physical therapy and was raring to go. Period. X-rays show the implant to be in good position without signs of fracture, dislocation, or wear. Period. Dr. Austin encouraged him to complete the remaining 13 sessions of therapy. Period. As of 3/4/19, he deemed the petitioner had now reached maximum medical improvement and was going to have a 5-pound permanent restriction on the right upper extremity with no overhead work activities or lateral climbing. Period, he reached maximum medical improvement from a surgical perspective. Period. He returned to Dr. Austin on 11/29/21. Period. He remained on oxycodone. Period. X-rays again showed the reverse shoulder arthroplasty to be in good position with no signs of fracture, comma, dislocation, comma, wear, comma, or bone loss. Period. In terms of need for treatment, he saw no signs of complication, infection, or wearing of the implant. Period. There was no bone loss whatsoever. He was already under the treatment of a pain management doctor. Therefore, Dr. Austin concluded he has had definitive management for the shoulder. and did not opine there were any further treatments that would likely benefit him at that point. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He had a cane with him because he has a limp on the right side due to suffering a stroke. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed multiple heel scars about the right shoulder without swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There were numerous abrasions in the dorsal aspect of both hands, consistent with his use of a blood thinner. Period. Motion of the left shoulder in abduction was 100 degrees, and on the right, 90 degrees. Comma, flexion on the left, 160 degrees, and on the right, 105 degrees, comma. Internal rotation on the left, 85 degrees, and on the right, 75 degrees, comma. External rotation on the left, 80 degrees, and on the right, 35 degrees. Period. Right adduction and extension were 30 degrees, but these were 50 degrees on the left. Period. Right elbow motion had a 15-degree extension leg, but was otherwise full. Period motion of the left elbow, wrist, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, and interlocking. Period many muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted right elbow flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. And underlying this, there may have been atrophy posteriorly of the supraspinatus as well as anteriorly. The rocketed maneuvers about the shoulders were unable to be performed. Cervical normal and thoracic normal impressions. William Godfrey injured his right shoulder at work on 9/18/02. As marked from my prior report. Period, since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his case. Period. He was being seen by a pain specialist named Dr. Pulser. Period, he also was treated orthopedically by Dr. Austin in the same group as Dr. Pepe, who performed several of the previous surgeries. Dr. Austin performed reverse shoulder arthroplasty, although we are not in receipt of the operative report. He did physical therapy postoperatively and ultimately was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found a healed, mostly longitudinal scar anteriorly at the right shoulder measuring 7 inches in length. Period on its lateral aspect was another linear scar measuring 2 inches in length. Period, there was a suggestion of some atrophy as noted above. Period, a decreased range of motion about both shoulders. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulders could not be performed. Period, right elbow flexion strength was 5-, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Period, in paragraph, there is now 15%. Permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. It is noteworthy that he uses a cane to accommodate a limp on the right. That is the result of a stroke. Period. End.